If you think immigration regulations are whimsical or difficult to understand as of this week's legal battles over the immigration order from the Trump administration, check out our case in point this week from the Marshall Project. On October 14th of last year, Jules Letam was exonerated after nearly 3 decades behind bar for a crime he did not commit. Expecting freedom and to be reunited with his family, Jules was shocked when he was transferred from prison to an immigrant detention facility in Glades County, Florida. Now Jules is facing deportation to Haiti, a country he hasn't set foot in since the age of 17. His story is the subject of this week's Case in Point. Christy Thompson, a writer at the Marshall Project, joins us. Why is he headed back to Haiti?
Well, Jules may be headed back to Haiti. His case is still being decided. But when he had his sexual assault conviction overturned, ICE immigration officials realized that he still had a 30-year-old low-level drug conviction on his record, and they could absolutely deport him for that crime instead.
What were his expectations, as he must have been positively affected by the idea that it looked like he was going to be exonerated?
His exoneration attorneys did warn him that there, you know, he did have this drug conviction. It's possible that he would be facing immigration consequences once he got out. But there was definitely, you know, he won this huge victory after almost 3 decades and then was simply transferred to a different kind of jail.
I had a lot of hope because what they accused me of, I wasn't guilty of. And I thought God would help me.
Après 27 ans, j'étais vraiment pas guilty, j'étais tout chaillot.
After 27 years, the state found I was not guilty, they dismissed all the charges. It was the wrong person, it was a wrong conviction.
Did they ever find the person who did it?
I don't know, ma'am.
It's you asking the question there, and of course they don't know.
Yes, I went to Florida in January and visited with Jules at the Immigration Detention Center in rural Florida where he's being held, as well as visited with his family in the Little Haiti neighborhood of Miami who were, you know, still waiting to reunite with their brother and son.
27 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit, but there's still this drug conviction on the books. What's the maximum sentence you would receive for this drug conviction?
So when Jules got convicted of this drug conviction, which was delivery of cocaine, $20 worth of cocaine in 87, he did 5 months in jail but was sentenced to time served, which meant by the time he was sentenced, he'd already been in jail for 5 months, so they just let him go.
And so he has been convicted and already served his time?
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to what's transpired in the 27 years since he's been in custody of U.S. authorities.
My father passed away, my brother passed away, my sister passed away. They didn't even let me go and say goodbye and look at them.
He's clearly made mistakes, but is the penalty consistent with the crime here, both of them?
Well, that's for the immigration courts to decide. I think what's important to understand about the immigration system is there's no statute of limitations. This crime happened 30 years ago. Immigration did not come after him when it happened. But they can choose at any point, 50, 60 years later, that they still want to deport you for a crime that you did long ago.
So what happens now? What can his lawyers argue?
His lawyers are arguing two things. One, that it would be torture to send Jules back to Haiti. He has almost no family there. The ones that are still alive are naturalized U.S. citizens in the country now. And also, it's very common practice in Haiti to detain criminal deportees once they arrive in the country. So if Jules were deported, he would go from state prison to a U.S. immigration detention center, be sent to Haiti, and then likely be held in a Haitian jail for an unclear amount of time. And the conditions in those jails have been shown to be incredibly dangerous, cramped, and unsanitary. The other argument his lawyers are making is that there's a real humanitarian reason to let this man reunite with his family as, you know, sort of a compensation for the fact that he spent 30 years in prison for something he didn't do.
If he gets his day in court, he may make an argument not unlike this.
People know I'm innocent. I don't do nothing. I'm sent to prison for 27 years and state just dismiss my case and drop it. I'm still in immigration waiting for another chance.
I'm still in immigration waiting for another chance. Did you ask him what he would do if he ever did find freedom here in the United States?
I did. I was curious. You know, you have to have pictured that day so crystal clear after spending 27 years in prison.
And had he?
He had, absolutely. He had very clear ideas of what he wanted to do his first day out.
First day when I get out, I'm going to the ocean, take a bath.
Yeah.
And I go to church.
Church?
I go to church, pray God, and me and my mom, and my mom have a dinner for me. Maybe some crab and lobster soup.
Perhaps it's easy for us here at The Takeaway and you at the Marshall Project to get very sentimental about cases like these, but how is the legal status of Mr. Latham complicated by what's going on with the immigration cases that are being adjudicated from the executive orders of the Trump administration, if at all?
It's not exactly directed by what Trump has been doing for his first few weeks in office, but I think what's important to remember, or what Jewel's case highlights, is that the system was already so severe in terms of how it treated most criminal convictions, particularly drug convictions like his. And now we have President Trump saying that he's only going to get more strict. He's saying that, you know, someone like Jules, who even if they were just charged with any criminal conviction, would be a priority for deportation. So it was already incredibly strict, and someone like Jules was already facing deportation, and it's only going to get more severe under Trump.
Christy Thompson is a writer at the Marshall Project and a writer of this week's Case in Point, looking at the case of Jules Latham, who was exonerated after nearly three decades behind bars for a crime he did not commit, yet he is still detained as an immigrant and may yet be sent back to Haiti. Christy Thompson, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.